The Romney camp opted to meet the old-fashioned way without air conditioning on a muggy day.
Is everybody uncomfortably warm?
That's Des Moines School Superintendent Tom Ahart.
We're sorry about that.
And as Ahart explains, many Iowa schools don't air condition their auditoriums to save money. So Romney strode onto stage at the district's central campus in shirt sleeves, wasting no time blasting President Obama for failing to put Americans back to work.
I happen to believe that we're on the verge of an extraordinary rebound in America's economy with good jobs and rising incomes again. And I'm going to get it done.
With a 5-point plan, Romney says will boost the middle class, including cutting federal deficits, promoting small business, and expanding trade, all to create new jobs. But Romney singled out one group he wants to keep on the job, and that's welfare recipients. Romney says President Obama, even when he was a state senator in Illinois, opposed requiring welfare recipients to work. That was back when President Clinton was reforming welfare.
Now he's president. And just a few days ago, he removed the requirement of work from welfare. It is wrong to make any change that would make America more of a nation of government dependency. We must restore, and I will restore, work into welfare.
A great applause line, but according to a barrage of critics, starkly untrue. They say the president's recent order gives states more flexibility as they lead welfare recipients into jobs, something even some Republican governors have asked for. Romney's call to require welfare families to work resonates with John Landon, a professional farm manager from Ankeny.
People will work, that should work, is fundamental to America.
Romney told the Des Moines crowd he increased work requirements when he was governor of Massachusetts. But critics say he also called for more flexibility for states, just as the president is doing. Republican State Senator Pat Ward doesn't think it's inconsistent for him to criticize that now.
New day, new time, new economy, and I believe what he is saying, he is on the right track.
Romney did not fail to mention another hot topic in Iowa right now, the drought. He said he's looking for ways to help farmers.
About the drought. We're looking for more rain.
Meanwhile, as speculation centers on Romney's upcoming choice for a vice presidential candidate, a staffer dropped a hint that one potential nominee, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, may be visiting the state soon. He gave out a number so supporters can receive text messages when the Romney camp returns.
You'll be the first to know of exciting opportunities with surrogates like Senator Rubio, and Mitt when he's in town.
Which likely will be soon as the battle rages on for Iowa's 6 electoral votes. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.